We're on Google Play, heads-up display for Android, and more. This is the Android Realm Podcast, episode number 189, Look of L. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Android Realm Podcast. Your host, as always, Headphones Neil. We got a short episode this week. Nothing too major important things went on, but generally the week after Google I/O is generally a slow week, but it is more on the developer side this week, so and more of just a back-end update sort of thing for this particular episode, so I'll jump right into it. So to start off with some headlines, Orkut is now being discontinued as the original social network that Google got into. They'll be focusing more on Google+, Blogger, and YouTube as their means of getting basically their social platform, so they're more integrated, more current, more useful. So I guess for the longest time, or in the longest recent memory, Orkut's basically just been a legacy system for the users worldwide. So and it's basically at this point, it's more to promote Google+. I believe they are also giving until the end of September or somewhere around there for you to get your data. Don't quote me on that. So if you have important things you need to get off of Orkut, be sure to get it as soon as possible. Paranoid Android released a final version of their ROM based on Android 4.4. So basically, as far as I understand or how it goes for ROMs, it'll basically just be minor bug fixes and performance adjustments and that sort of thing. Not too many things as far as new features go. So definitely check that out. I'm sure as soon as they get through the Android L developer release a little bit more, they'll start working on that version of their ROM as well. But on a related note, the Android L developer preview was released at the AOSP project. So basically, if you have a Nexus 4, 5, or 7 on Wi-Fi or LTE, as well as the Nexus 7 2013 edition and the Nexus 10, if you're a developer, you'll be able to install it on any one of those devices. So you should be good to go as far as testing that out, but make sure you know what you're doing. I guess the usual disclaimer applies that if you mess something up, you have the risk of breaking your device. In a related news that was kind of under the radar and not too hyped, Google bought the music streaming company Songza. So basically what this service does is kind of like a contextual music player. So when you, let's say you want to listen to rock music before you go to sleep, it does that for you. If you want something light when you're eating your lunch, you can do that as well. So it's worth checking out. For me, I haven't had a chance to check it out. I may do that when I get the chance, but it doesn't seem, for me, I just listen to music whenever I want to listen to music. And it, for me, it's just rock usually. So, and sometimes instrumental as well. So it depends on my mood and it's not really tied to a specific time. But to round out the headline section, the Google Play now has a section for Android Wear apps. So let's say you do buy yourself a new Google Wear device and you want to know what apps are compatible, this section will be for you. So it's kind of just that filtering of what is compatible so you don't have to worry about seeing something you like and worrying if it's compatible or not. But as far as some app news for this week, for those of you who heard of Office and never really considered trying it or wanted to try it, soon you'll be no longer able to remove it. It has been removed from Google Play in favor of Docs, Sheets, and Slides. So basically, if you do want a mobile Office productivity suite, then these are the apps you'll want to use. If you already have QuickOffice installed on your device, then it's not going to go away unless you uninstall it. Or if you already have it pre-installed, it's not going to go away. So basically, if you have it, I would say basically don't get rid of it. But if you want a new way to do your word processing, presentations, or spreadsheets, then definitely check out Docs, Sheets, and Slides. The Android Wear Companion app was released at Google Play this week. So as soon as you buy your watch and you need help setting it up, definitely install this app on your smartphone to get yourself going. Basically, it's one of those things where it's kind of like a Chromecast app where it will help you get yourself set up and provide an easy to use place to get it done without having to ask too many questions. This week, I don't know what I was doing, but for some reason I saw that VLC was released to Google Play and I was able to install it. So basically, from what I understand, VLC is now available to US users, or it said North American as well, but I'm not sure about that. But in any case, if you want to try out VLC on your smartphone or basically your Android device or tablet, it is now available. There are still some caveats because it is still in beta as far as a processor that it works on and all of the various features, but it should work pretty nicely. I've used it for a couple of videos and it is pretty nifty, so maybe worth checking out, especially if you listen to podcast or if you have video podcasts and you want to use VLC instead of your podcast app, then this may be the way to go. Nova Launcher got an update this week. The beta got an update to version 3.0.2 to bring some updates. Among the updates it brings are mostly Android L features. So you can now set the app animation or app launch animation to slide up. So when you open Google Plus or Pocket Cast or Facebook or whatever, the app will launch from the bottom up. There's also a line folder preview. So instead of a grid or stacked or circle, it'll be a straight line. So it's pretty cool. And then you can also change the app drawer icon to have the Android L app drawer icon. So it's pretty cool. I do recommend checking it out. But that's all there is for devices. So with that, I'll jump right into the devices. So to start it off, Apple or Android TV is now is scheduled to get Netflix. So if you do buy one, then this will make it that much easier to get those videos. Among the various devices to get Android 4.4.4 this week are the Moto G, the Google Play editions. Actually, they're all the Google Play editions that got updated to Android 4.4.4, and that includes the Moto G and the HTC One M8 and the HTC One M7. And to round it out this week, the Samsung Galaxy S5 Mini was announced. It's basically a small version of the Galaxy S5. It comes with a 4.5-inch screen, quad-core 1.4 gigahertz processor, 1.5 gigs of RAM, 16 gigs of storage, a 2100 milliamp hour battery, 2.1 megapixel front camera, and an 8 megapixel rear camera, and runs Android KitKat. So it's definitely worth checking out if you want a mid-range device. But with that, I'll jump right into the app review for this week. It's nothing special. So if you checked out the Google I/O and you like their new notification system for when you're in a full screen app, and you want something similar for your device now, then check out an app called Heads Up. So it basically gives you that Android L style pop-up notification as long as you're running Android 4.3 and above. Based on what the developer says, it seems like it's something to do with how Android 4.3 and above runs things, so that's why it's only compatible there. I'm not sure if he's going to be working on a version for older devices, but if you have a newer version of Android, it's worth checking out. So basically, anytime you get a notification, you'll get a little pop-up notification is coming from and what it's for. You get certain quick actions like archiving in Gmail and that sort of thing, but other than that, all you really can do with a notification is swipe left or right to clear from your notification drawer, and that's about it. But it is pretty nifty because it gives you the full pop-up of whatever that notification is, so you can check it out and can think about it later. If you do swipe away the notification without doing anything, then it keeps it as unread or new. It just does not show in your notification drawer. So basically, when you go to Gmail, it'll still be a new email. If it's a text message, it'll still show as new. So it's one of those things where you have to remember that you have it. But other than that, it's a good way to get it on the go. And it does show up in full screen mode. So if you're watching a video or playing a game, it will show up. You can also show where it shows up on your screen, so how high or low on your screen when it's in portrait or landscape. So if you want it in the middle of your screen or at the top of your screen, at the bottom, whatever, you can do that as well. And there's also a whitelist, so if you want certain apps to not show up, you can do that as well. So if you don't want your CNN breaking news alerts, or if you don't want text messages or anything like that. So it is a free app in the XDA form if you want to check it out, but the developer does or would appreciate it if you check it out. So he does have it in Google Play for 99 cents. So if you try it out and you like it and you want to be able to get regular updates, then be sure to purchase it through Google Play so you can get all the regular updates that way as well. But that is all for this particular episode. So with that, I'll jump right into the credits. So that is all for this particular episode of the Android Realm podcast. So first off, you might notice that this episode came out a little bit earlier than usual. It's for the 4th of July holiday in the US, so I figured I'd get it out and so everyone can enjoy their weekend. I decided for this week I'll just do one more beta run test run of the Android recapper this week. So basically just make sure it's all good to go, get the timing down and all of that. So probably within about a day or so of the podcast coming out, that should be posted. I'll have that updated on my Twitter feed at PatelN01 as soon as it's out. I'll add it to my author profile as well, so you guys see it there as well. And then from next week, or from the next episode of the Android Realm podcast, it should be basically the final, or basically a regular weekly occurrence. I'll have the official title, I'll have the formatting set up properly, and all, or as far as the title, so I'll let you guys know about that as well. Aside from that, that's really all there is for that. So if you want to get in touch with me aside from my Twitter profile, you can also email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. You can find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network at geek-io.com. And of course, I want to thank our sponsor, as always, Tweaked Audio. With 7 gray styles and 7 gray colors, microphone and non-microphone versions, you can get whatever kind of headphone you want. And when you use the promo code GEEK, that's G-E-E-K, you'll of course get that 1/3 off your order as well. And of course, a consistent no shipping charges as well, so you're saving money every which way. So be sure to visit geek-io.com/tweaked and use the promo code GEEK at checkout. We thank them for their support. We hope you show them your support as well. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.